Well, from the sublime to the ridiculous, there we go. It's time for another Bronco Babble. Hi, everybody. I'm Luke, and I have the generator with me. And, what's his name is there, too. Hi, guys.
Well, hey, glad to be with everybody. Hey, generator. Hey, Lukester.
Hey, hey.
Hey, what's your name? What's his name?
You have to, you got some splaining to do.
You know, that's for a later discussion, but
okay.
Another time.
Another time.
Huh. So,
Jane, what did you think of the game?
Well, here's what I thought of the game. Even though we lost, and even though we made some stupid mistakes, and Fangio, you know, didn't call the timeout, I am hopeful because for the first time, even though Drew Locke, you know, made some errors, he's got a lot of potential. And I saw, you know, I just had a feeling during the game that even though Cortland Sutton was out and Lindsey was out the second half, and of course Von Miller was out, I just felt like there's hope. Maybe not for this season, but certainly for next season, because we have so many young players, and there were moments of brilliance, in my opinion. So there were stupid mistakes, and I'm sad that we lost, but I'm not really upset. What do you think, Luke?
Well, potential schmotential, that's what I think. We
should really?
We should have lost by at least 10 more points because of their kicker, which was really weird, by the way.
There were a lot of
hopeful things, but you know, hopeful doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't even get you to the next game. The only thing that it gets you is an endorsement on KDNK from the generator.
I know. Except that in the last few several seasons, I would get so upset because I hated our quarterback. You know, I didn't think that, you know, there was no excitement. I was dreading them losing all the time. But I just feel hope now. Huh. That's
what
all.
What about you? What's his name?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm a little bit more in line with Jane, but I got three things that'll sum up my opinion. Number one, missed opportunities at crucial times, drop passes, that kind of thing. Number two, questionable, horrific clock management at the end of a game. And number three, I too have hope for the future because there was lots of, I think there was more positives than negatives, but like you said, Luke, they have to carry that big capital L on their backs into next week, and that's a bummer.
You know,
go
ahead, Jane.
Oh, I was just going to say, I watched the Pittsburgh game. They are really good this year.
Hard to tell. They were playing the Giants.
That's true, but I thought they looked good. But that's true,
they were playing the Giants. That's who we play
next. At the risk of offending Giants fans, they're not very good.
No. Yeah.
Well, the Steelers is who we play next, isn't it? And it's in Pittsburgh.
Got to go to Pittsburgh. And the line right now is just the Steelers are favored by 7. So I thought after last week's showing that people were falling in love with Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, but they're only a touchdown favorite. And to that point, how about this saying so much about parity in the NFL? There isn't one double-digit favorite for next week's games, not one.
Oh, that's
really interesting.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, college is a whole different planet, but I was just surprised. The highest point spread this coming week is 8.5 points.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, 963-2976 if anyone wants to call in and babble about the Broncos.
It sounds like Big Ben is back. He is back.
Yeah.
Did you all see the piece on his video kind of story on his show, his elbow surgery?
No.
Oh, my goodness. It was kind of showed him right after he woke up from surgery with this, you know, to put this line on his arm, and then his training coming back where he had to start from and now where he's ended up. It's a pretty amazing story. So, and if they ever do a movie on Ben Roethlisberger, Will Ferrell gets his part.
Okay.
Why
you
would
think
any
they look alike?
Well, why would anybody do a movie on Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah, he's a wife cheater, a cheater. Didn't
Maybe
he?
That's why they do one.
Exactly.
Sex sells, baby.
You're
sex
right.
Sells.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and it's lucky. Didn't he have a little run-in with some lady at a bar?
Oh,
Wasn't there something that happened there?
I don't remember
there?
That one.
No, there was a sexual assault charge against him, too. Or it ended up getting dropped, which is too bad because that's pretty much a scumbag thing to do.
Boy, if that had happened after... the ladies rose up. What was it?
The Me Too movement.
The
right?
Me Too. Not yeah, thanks for reminding. I couldn't remember.
Right.
It's Me Too.
Yeah. Me Too.
If that had happened after the Me Too, he'd be out of there, baby.
Yeah. Well, hey, what do you get? Do you guys have any big highlights? I had several big highlights, lots of negatives, and I have a famous quote regarding the negative, but. What about some highlights, you all?
Noah Fant.
Yes.
Noah
baby.
Noah Fant.
Yeah.
Big highlight.
Yeah.
Big highlight. I thought the way that, even though he missed long, the very fact that Drew Locke could throw the ball downfield like he did was very hopeful. It looked awesome. Man, what a gun that guy's got.
Yeah, he threw a lot of passes running right and throwing left. And you know, you're not supposed to do that, but I think he's got the arm to be able to.
Who does he think he is, John Elway?
Yeah. I think he's really exciting to watch. And I think with each season, or maybe by the middle of the season, he's going to keep growing. And I think he's going to be really, really good.
I'm really excited about him.
Yeah.
How about Jarrell Casey, who came over from the Titans and had two batted passes? I watched him the whole game because I read about him before, and he had a bone to pick because he got so unceremoniously dumped by the Titans.
Right.
And defensive tackle Jarrell Casey. Yeah. He did really well.
And
that was a bright spot.
And didn't Shelby block another punt? Or no?
I think you're right.
Yeah,
Jack Barrett got the field goal.
Yeah, you know another thing that I was real impressed about was Pat Shurmur. He's really mixing it up. I saw Lindsey lining up as a fullback a few times, and you know that never would have happened last year. And he really likes the tight ends in this offense. He likes to throw to the tight ends.
But you know what's so maddening, you all, is that an NFL team that can't make it from the 1 yard line that has the advantage. I get so frustrated when everybody knows it's going up the middle and that's where they go. And that's just doesn't make any sense to me. There's got to be misdirection or something that. The Broncos screwed up on that. That's where Shurmur got a C-minus, was down on the goal line. But it happens.
But another positive, Jerry Jeudy.
Yes.
That guy is quick.
He dropped a couple
passes, though. He dropped two passes at critical moments.
I know he did, but this is his first year, and they haven't practiced that much. And just watching him run and watching him move and watching his athletic ability.
That's pretty exciting, too. Get him and Drew together. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Hey, what about, we haven't seen this since Peyton Manning. In the third quarter, a 9-play, 75-yard drive that took up almost 5 minutes, and it was to go ahead 14-13. We haven't seen that. And that, was the most promising thing in the game offensively was that they did that to go ahead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Now, right after that, did you see that stat about they've done that four times in the last, between last season and this season? They've been ahead with less than 30 seconds to go and they lose the game.
Ooh, no, I didn't.
Ouch. You know what? I thought that the Denver Broncos need to go to the bubble for a timeout and sit with the Denver Nuggets to learn how to close out games.
How about those Nuggets?
Yeah.
Let's shout them out, man.
Go Nuggets. I know this is Bronco Babble, but those Nuggets were nugget strong. That was awesome.
7-0 in elimination games. That's amazing.
How about that?
That's an amazing stat.
963-2976 if anyone wants to call in and babble about the Nuggets, the Broncos, or the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, you know, the Nuggets are going up against the big bad Lakers.
The Lakers.
I'm so excited for that series.
Yeah.
Hey, what about Patrick Lindsay? Have you all followed up on him? You know, he got turf toe.
He got what?
He's questionable for this week. He's he suffered an injury. It's called turf toe. Would you all like a quick explanation on what turf toe
is? I've always wondered. Tell me.
You've always wondered. So turf toe, and it almost always happens on artificial surface, but not always. But it is when, and it almost always happens in your big toe. And what it is, it's a hyperextension of the main joint on the big toe. So if you remember when we all could sprint, that was a long time ago, I know, but there was a time. When you start a sprint, your very first push off is a lot of your big toe, and then what happens is it hyperextends there, or it gets stuck in the grass, and that becomes a sprain of that major joint in the big toe.
Oh.
Turf toe. There you go.
Turf toe. TT.
It can last a couple days to usually about a week is when it recovers, but it can recover, heal faster than that. And so that's why they've got Phillip as just day-to-day and questionable.
Huh. What about Courtland Sutton? When is he supposed to come back?
He went back to practice today.
Oh, he did? Oh,
yes.
Good.
And KJ Hamler is also back to practice.
What about AJ Bouye? He got hurt. That's too bad.
He's on IR. They put him on IR today.
Oh, they did.
What happened to him?
Shoulder. Hurt his shoulder.
Okay.
Oh, that is so. I'm so sorry to hear that because it looked like he was primed to do good things.
I liked him too. Hey, I have another really interesting thing about the coaching and something we can point to is an obscure thing that happened back in February. That John Elway made a change in his coaching staff. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of teams in the league have a position called the director of football analytics. What that guy does is he is in the coach's ear during times that a coach has to make a decision on the field in a very short period of time. He's like the money ball analytics guy that says, well, you have this odds or you should call a timeout now. You should call a timeout now. Here's how you need to do this. And he's on in Vic's headset during these times talking to him. When Vic says, got it. Now I'll make my decision based on what you just told me. So here's what happened back in February. The Broncos had a guy named Mitch Canny, who was the director of football analytics, and Elway, they parted ways. He decided to make a change and kind of spread those duties out. That guy was not there Monday night to be in Fangio's ear about the timeout situation at the end of the game when he had three timeouts in his pocket and he didn't use a one of them until there was only 17 seconds left.
Okay, now I confess that I was not awake for that. I fell asleep right when the third quarter ended. And I was listening listening on the radio, so I didn't catch it. So maybe you could explain kind of what happened. I mean, I read about it, but I wasn't clear on why everybody was ragging on him. So what did he do? Or what didn't
well,
he do?
Well, so the Broncos went out 14-13. The Titans got the ball back and kicked a field goal. And then it was a really good fourth quarter. But with about 3 minutes to go, the Broncos had a chance to do some clock management with three full timeouts, and Fangio decided not to use any one of them until they finally got the ball back with 17 seconds. It just doesn't make any sense. And somebody should have been in Fangio's ear.
Did Fangio say about why he didn't do that?
I screwed up, is what he said.
Oh,
but I have a question here.
Yep.
So, who Was there, did Elway not hire any analytics guy to?
No. So what they have a department. This Mitch Tanney was the head of that department. They still have people there, but it looked like there wasn't anybody in the headset talking to Vic during this time. Like nobody, there's nobody in charge anymore. There's people who put out data and they do all this stuff, but it didn't look like Vic had the benefit of having somebody on his shoulder basically talking in his ear saying, hey, man, call a timeout now. Now call a timeout. Well, you got to do it now.
I think you need to call Elway and tell him that I'm not kidding. He needs to hire another analytics guy to be in Fangio's ear.
He's got someone there. He just got, I don't know why that didn't happen. But to that point, you all, here is one of the things that bothers me about Fangio. Is he, remember, four times with less than 30 seconds and the Broncos have the lead, they lose the game.
Yeah.
That, to me, is an old coaching quote that says you have to coach to win. You cannot coach not to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
And that seems to – you still have to be aggressive. You still have to do things to win and be on the attack mode without being foolish. And it just looks like the Broncos were trying not to lose as opposed to trying to win.
You know, I seem to remember complaining about Uncle Vic in a similar way last year.
Right. That hasn't changed, unfortunately.
Huh. Yeah. And the other thing that bothers me about that scenario that you just described is that none of the other assistant coaches said anything. Now, why is that? Were they afraid
or
what?
Oh, man. You know what? My biggest hope for the future is, biggest headline and hope for the future, tongue-in-cheek, kind of, but not really. Garrett Bowles had no holding call.
Yay! Did Derek Bowles play? Because I didn't even hear his name.
Well, that's good when we don't hear his name. That's good. Hey, we have a caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Jake. Hey.
I'll be really quick. The Broncos sucked from top to bottom, and that would be top John Elway all the way probably to the ball boys. You know, I didn't hear anything about them. But I'm ready to place my bet on next week's game, though.
Okay, tell me.
Okay.
Let's rock.
I'm making a vow not to bet for the Broncos.
Oh, you're breaking
up,
Jake.
You're cutting out, Jake.
Am I cutting out, Steve?
Yeah.
I'll try to call back later.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
Speaking of predictions, nobody won last week because nobody picked the Titans to win.
That's not true. That's not true because I texted you today.
Today you Sarah, texted me?
Yes. Felix and Sarah score. And Felix, they texted me last week. They're out of town. Felix picked the Titans.
Okay, well, I guess we'll let that in, but I need to know that sooner, Jane.
I'm sorry, I forgot to text you.
Well, I got the text about Lisa's prediction, and that was fine.
Right.
I added her to the list, but
and then I forgot to do it until today.
Okay, so let's take a vote just between the three of us. Should we allow Felix to be the winner of that?
I say thumbs up because I think on the honor system he picked it before the game.
He did.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
They texted
that was on the generator.
Yeah, that was my fault. They texted me last week.
Okay.
So it's my fault. My bad.
Oh. You're on double secret probation, generator.
Okay.
Hey, we have a call. Let's see who it is. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, it's me again.
Hi, Pam.
Hey.
Hi. So I want to hear your thoughts about the kneeling. Who kneels, who doesn't kneel, what that says about them, who stays in the locker room before the songs are sung, all that. I want to hear all about that.
Huh. I wasn't paying any attention.
I wasn't really either.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't either. Yeah.
Sorry.
There's a social revolution going on here, people.
Tell me about it. Tell me more.
Well, okay, but wait. How much time do we have?
We have 9 minutes.
Oh, okay, good.
Seven and a half.
Okay. We have to do
There's
sports.
A whole thing going on.
I know there is.
And I don't know what to make of it.
Well, they're the NFL, people are speaking out.
I know that part, but I'm amazed to look at the lineup before the game starts, and some folks are kneeling and some aren't, and I'm initially surprised that not every single player is taking a knee.
Well, but they're all...
Last year, the NFL did their best to mandate that everybody stand and nobody kneel. This year, everybody's tune has changed, and they have pretty much given every team and player the right to choose and voice their own and how they do it and what they say and how they say it. Some teams have chosen collectively. Some teams have chosen individually.
Surprised to see about half the Broncos were kneeling and very few of the Titans were taking a knee.
You're cutting out, Pam.
Hello?
Hello?
You're cutting out.
Really?
Now you're there now.
Now you're back.
Okay. I'm initially heartbroken to have seen my dear, sweet Philip Lindsay not taking a knee.
Huh.
Well, I
need to learn more about the whole picture before I come to any conclusions.
How would you learn more without asking him?
Well,
I don't know how you discover that.
I'm going to do some more reading and following and see how this all evolves. Because, you know, there's an unemployed, pretty darn good football player who started this whole thing. And now it's a thing. And nobody has picked him up.
Yeah.
And that's a shame.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that is a shame.
I agree with you 100% on that. Yep.
Anyway, I just wondered if you all had any thoughts about the social movement within the football, basketball, baseball, the whole thing, I guess, really.
Where I think it's a great platform, and I think the players and the teams, the organization should use that platform to the best of their ability and at their judgment.
Yeah.
Right, I agree, and a lot of them are wearing, on their, messages like Black Lives Matter or whatever, and, so I agree.
Anyway, I'm going to ask you again next week, so study up.
Well, before you leave, Pam, your prediction?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we only watched the first quarter because it was so darn late, and I couldn't figure out how to record it. I don't think ESPN allows you to record their shows.
They do.
Huh.
I couldn't record it on Fubo. I watched it on Fubo, but it wouldn't let me record it. Anyway, I didn't watch the whole thing, and let's see. I'm kind of disappointed, and I'm with Luke on the give up hope and start winning or not. Or stop playing.
But what's your score?
I want to say that they're going to win, even though I don't believe it with my whole heart. So let's go 17-12.
Broncos.
Yeah, sure, even though it's not going to happen.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Pam.
963-2976.
Call back, Jake.
Place their bet. Yeah, Jake, call back.
Yep. Time's ticking. That time is ticking.
Hey, I think another bright spot you all was holding one of the premier running backs who's just a beast on the field, and Derrick Henry, just over 100 yards on 31 carries. I thought they did a great job of he didn't get a bust-away run all night long, and I thought that was something positive for the Broncos.
Well, you know, along those lines, I was impressed by Josie Jewell.
Josie Jewell.
Yes.
I thought it was maybe going to be a mistake that we let Todd Davis go, but maybe not, because the other guy, Alexander, what's his name?
Johnson. Man, he had like 12 tackles or something?
Yeah.
Hey, we have a caller. Let's see who it is. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Jake.
Can
you hear me? Hi, Jake.
Hey there. Okay, so here's my prediction. I'm going with Pittsburgh 28, Broncos 17.
Wow.
Oh yeah. I'm not going to bet on the Broncos until they win a game.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Jake.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
See you.
Thanks. You know, Jerry Jeudy and Josie Jewell.
Oh, JJ.
Yeah, JJ.
On either side of the ball, JJ.
Yeah, JJ. Okay, so Luke, what's your prediction?
You know what? I think I'm going to go Broncos upsetting the Steelers 17-14.
Frisco?
That's what I have, but I'm going to go.
Oh, really?
I'm going 24-14 Broncos.
Hey, we have another caller. Let's see who it is. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
I'd like to make a prediction, please.
Yes, go for it. What's your name first?
Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Frank.
Hey,
hi.
Frank.
Hey.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh 27, Broncos 13.
Steelers.
The steel curtain.
The steel curtain closes on the
Donkeys. I'd rather it be the other way, but it doesn't look good.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for the pick, Frank.
Thank you. Now, Frank, Frank just sort of picked what I was, close to what I was going to pick. I was going to say Broncos 28, Pittsburgh 21.
And Briscoe, what was yours again? 24-14?
24-14, Broncos.
Okay. Oh, Cody's got a prediction.
I wanted you to know that I have at least two more people that did pick the regular season schedule and seal it in an envelope.
Oh, yeah. I heard that Jeff Dickinson did that. I need to do that, too.
Yeah.
Jeff and Scylla.
Dang it. You're my teacher. You're giving me homework now on Bronco Babble. What the?
Let me tell you. Wait, Briscoe, what are we're supposed to pick the score or the winner?
Just the winner. Just pick the record at the end of the regular season. That's all I did.
The Broncos record at the end of the season.
Regular season. Yeah.
Okay.
Before playoffs.
Okay, we have to go in 30 seconds, but we have another prediction. Cody's here. Hi, Cody.
Hey.
Hi, Cody.
I'm sorry to go against the Broncos, but I'll say Steelers 20, Broncos 16.
Wow.
Oh, Cody.
I'm sorry. I wish I would have called last week with the bet against the Broncos, but...
Okay. We have to go, everybody. We'll talk next week, okay?
Go Broncos!
Go Broncos!
Go. Bye.